Blog Talk Radio.
Power. I need you.
I need you touch me now.
Conference muted.
Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
We need to see. every hand in this building is lifted. The Bible demonstrates this in Joshua chapter 6, that there was a kingdom sound. And when the people of God lifted up their voices together, something supernatural began to happen. We're not going to shout in this moment, but I just need you to raise up your voice and just, oh my God. Somebody worship until you feel the glory settling. Somebody open your mouth. Don't wait to hear what your neighbor's going to say. They don't need what you need. Throw your hands up, open your mouth until you feel the glory. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down. I feel God responding to our corporate cry. You say this, settle down. Throw your weight around. Somebody say, settle down. But you gotta say it out of your own mouth. Say it. Say, settle down.
Throw your weight around.
Say it one more time. You say,
settle down.
Put pressure on his name. Come on.
Settle down.
Throw your weight around.
Throw your weight around.
Here's why we need you to do it. Here's why. We need to see a sign. We need to see a wonder. We need to see a sign.
We need to see a wonder.
Father, our generation needs to see a sign that you're still God.
We need to see a wonder.
Let the devil wonder. We need to see.
To the one. Yes, Lord. There is a sound.
From the depth of our soul.
He will answer.
Come on, can we say it again? Say, there is a cry.
you find yourself broken, when you can't see your way, and all your prayers are unspoken, you can run.
Oh, this is my song. My sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. Father, we thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives, that you are always faithful. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Lord, that you inhabit the praises of your children. And so, Father, we praise you. We worship you. We adore you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you for our nieces and our nephews. We say thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I say thank you, Jesus, and I bless his holy name. He is worthy, my brothers and sisters, of every praise, every glory, every honor. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. We honor him. We magnify him. Oh, Almighty God, you are great. There's no one greater than you. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out for mercy. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for us. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy upon our great-grand generations yet unborn. Your mercies are new every morning. Mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Those that are listening now, those that will listen at another time, we cry out for mercy, 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 mercy in the name of Jesus. Father God, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We cover our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandbabies in the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus in our environment, our personal places, everything in our homes. We cover with the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood, we cover our buildings in the blood of Jesus. Father God, let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns our lives, the airways, the cyberspace, the network, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, on our spouses, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. We ask you, O God, to send your holy angels to assist us. Send your holy angels to minister to us even as we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for fresh oil. We pray for fresh anointing. Not the anointing from yesterday, O God, in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we pray for fresh oil, O God, in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, O God, pour upon us. Fresh oil, pour upon us. Fresh oil, the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, fresh anointing. The anointing flow, O God, in the name of Jesus. We surrender to you, O God. We surrender completely and totally to you in the name of Jesus. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender to you. Have your way. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Oria masande de yekiria masete riako yekiria de oria kara masete riako yekiria masete de uria masete riako uria sandeko ye uria masande riako. Oh God, your grace and mercy. Oh, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your goodness, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Father God, we pray for all those this morning that are not feeling well, that still, Father God, we uproot the spirit of infirmity. We speak to the bodies. Oh, we say by the strength of Jesus Christ, you are healed in the name of Jesus. We command our bodies to function in the way that God had ordained it in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, take away every negative lifestyle habit that's hindering our bodies to perform in the correct way, oh God. Lifestyle habits, oh God, take it away, oh God. Things that bringing disease and sicknesses, oh God, or Father God, for diabetes or high blood pressure, let us change our lifestyle of food, oh God, how we eat, how we protect our bodies, oh God. The Father, our bodies are gifts from you. And Father God, we pray, oh God, that we'll have a revelation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we are supposed to care for our bodies. We're supposed to care for the intake that we take in the name of Jesus, our bodies. Oh, let it come into alignment with the word of God. By the strength of Jesus, we are healed. Regenerate the cells, the tissues, the organs in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, where there needs to be repair, repair it in our bodies, the arteries, oh God. Repair, oh God. Take away plagues from the arteries in the name of Jesus. Take away the plagues in the name of Jesus. We come against, oh God, stroke, oh God. We come against heart attack in the name of Jesus. Cleanse the arteries, oh God. Cleanse the arteries, oh God, of every plague, oh God. Anything that will cause heart attack or stroke, cleanse the body. Cleanse the arteries in the name of Jesus. Let our bodies come into holy alignment with your word of God in the name of Jesus. Father God, give us self-discipline when it comes to taking care of our bodies, when it comes to food intake. Give us self-discipline to discipline ourselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus accordingly. Oh, Father, we come against diabetes. In the name of Jesus, we uproot diabetes. In the name of Jesus, Lord, because of lack of knowledge, we perish. We want to know more about these. Oh, we thank you for our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for taking away that spirit of fatigue, that spirit of tiredness, oh God, that comes only from the intake, what we eat, oh God, that we will eat, oh God, according to your plans and purpose, in the name of Jesus. Oria Santeriaco, help us in our walk. We need you every day. We need you every hour, in the name of Jesus. We need you every second, in the name of Jesus. Uria Sandeku Yamasip. Oh, Father, touch our spiritual bodies in the name of Jesus, our emotional bodies in the name of Jesus. Wash our bodies in the blood, the joy, yes, Lord, the blood of Jesus, our spirit and souls and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Hear the voice of the Lord. Hear the voice of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yekuria Mazda Deriaco. Yekiria Mazda Deriaco. Yekia Nisitiriaco. Father God, release their glory, release their power, release their anointing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for fresh oil. We pray for renewal of the mind. In the name of Jesus, let the mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, renew our minds, our thoughts, oh God. Let everything which they do be in alignment with the holy word of God. By the stripes of Jesus, Yeshua Messiah, we are healed, oh God. Heal our relationships, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal us, oh God. Heal us, set us free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, take away the things that are hindering our relationship with you, oh God. Uproot those things in our lives that's hindering our relationship with you. Uproot it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name. Cover the children as they go to school in the blood of Jesus. Or go on the buses in the blood of Jesus. Walk, oh God. Cover them, oh God. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. You said we delight in the Lord, and he will give us the desire of our hearts. The Lord is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Reward us, O God. Oh God, and help us to seek you more and more. Hallelujah. So, Father, we pray that the earth never swallow us, our ministries, or our destiny. Lord, let the earth help us and work in our favor in the name of Jesus. Let the earth support us and you it increase to us by all means. In the high places of the earth, eating up the increase of the fields in Jesus' name. Grant us the strength to suck honey out of the rock. Hallelujah. Honey out of the rock and oil out of the fleecy rock. In the name of Jesus, we command all our blessed side to the earth to be released in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I reckon us to be prosperous in our lives and ministries. Let the heavens be opened up this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind every prince of Persia and rebuke every hindrance in the spirit realm, preventing our heavens from opening in the name of Jesus. By reason of open heavens, grant us divine visions. Let your word come forth expressly unhindered on a daily basis. Let your good hand rest upon us in the name of Jesus. On the open heavens, let your spirit begin to move in our lives in an unprecedented dimension. Release a torrential overflow of your rains upon our lives and ministry in the name of Jesus. On the open heavens, grant us open revelations and let varieties of assorted blessings begin to come our way from now on in the name of Jesus. Rend the heavens that come down. Visit us, O Lord. Let the mountains melt as wax in our lives. Do incredible things that we didn't even ask for. Let our heavens remain continually open in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are our strength. You are our helper. You are our teacher. You are our guide. Oh, God, you are my son, Deriako. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Be a wall of fire around us and be the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God Almighty. We give you honor. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Ramasande. Gloria masande deko. Hallelujah. Let your glory fall. Let your power fall. Let your anointing fall. Yekuria maseteriako. Yekere maseteriako romase. Yekere maseteriako romase. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles. I'm just going to give you a word of encouragement. Hallelujah. This morning, something will encourage you, encourage you, encourage you. We all need encouragement.
Conference unmuted.
We need someone to push us. We need someone to encourage us in the name of Jesus.
Conference muted.
We need encouragement.
Conference recording started.
So this morning, I want you to open your ears. I want you to be attentive to what the Spirit of God is speaking this morning. In the name of Jesus, there is a word, and we thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you give fresh manna every day. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Now, Father, I surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service. Have your way. Ye kuriese. Ye karamasandiriyako. Have your way, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 9:18-26. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and washed him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, so did his disciples. And behold, a woman who was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garments. For he said within himself, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about and said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole that hour. What I'm going to say to you, the woman was made whole. This woman had been suffering with an issue of blood, hallelujah, for the past years, 12 years. What I want you to, first she went out because of the faith that she had in the Lord. She believed it even before she received it. And this is the word for you this morning. You don't have to receive it to believe it, but believe it before you physically receive it. Because when God releases a blessing, it's already being released. It just happens to be to come and be manifested in our life. That's why you totally pray the promises of God, things that he had ordained or spoken in your life. You pray over those prophetic words to come to pass. What God says he will do, he will do. He's not a man that he will change. No, no, no. He is God. From the beginning to the end, he is God. He is from eternity to eternity. eternity. That woman believed before she received. Who am I speaking to? Yekuriamase. Hallelujah. Many of you are looking for your residency. But what I'm telling you, do not even look for that residency. Look for the U.S. pass, but in the name of Jesus, go past. Looking for the residency. Now go, let your prayers be lifted up. And say, Lord, I pray for the citizenship, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That's why you got to be careful with how the people that are around you, so that they cannot discourage you, so that you can begin to, and not by saying, don't let anyone tell you you're crazy. Begin to speak those things as if they were, because your faith will make you whole. She said in her heart, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, she has said it, and I will be made whole. This woman was a woman of faith, and she does not care who looks at her. She is determined to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She's determined to receive even before she touched the garment. Many of us are willing to receive before the promises of Almighty is manifested. Think about it. We need to believe to receive. We need to what? Believe to receive. We believe to receive in the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in the name of Jesus Christ. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Huria Masete, here I am. Lord, I have faith. Lord, I pray that I have faith and trust in you. Here I am, O God. Here I am, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. My brothers and sisters, receive, children and grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Have a wonderful day.